Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
And Taylor Lightman is joining us again. Greetings and good morning, everybody. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. It is Friday, the 21st day of December, 2018. We will have a best of show on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday next week. So we got a lot of great shows to review during that period. And so those will be on the radio. Then we'll have a new live show on the 27th. And I'm glad to say that I'll be here with John Shipman. And then on Friday the 28th, we'll have Ben Reichle will be back. And we'll have somebody come and visit us. We don't know who. But Ben Reichle is here, local regional businessman and co-host, Republican committee person. What else?
You said co-host, but let's see.
YMCA member?
YMCA member. Father of a 16-year-old daughter. That makes the gray hair come in a little faster, especially when they get a permit. Christmas shopper.
Okay.
I've gone non-online just for the sake of all the brick-and-mortar stores.
That's good.
And I think the news, unfortunately, we're losing a couple stores in this area, but we've gained a couple more than probably we thought we'd have over the year. But happy to be here. Good to see Taylor back from, he has that Swedish tan.
I know.
What SPF do you have to use on that?
You know, it's many shades of white.
Okay. And the cuisine in Sweden must have been
potatoes.
Okay, you know, though. Yeah, it looks like you're... Yeah. You didn't put on any weight, so you must be working hard.
Yeah, you know, working hard, hardly working, you know.
They drink adult beverages over there?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Okay.
I brought some back, so.
Did you get up to the Arctic Circle?
No. I'm in like very southern Sweden, very close to Denmark.
But you didn't take the train? Doesn't the train run up to the northern?
It does, actually, but it's like a 20-hour trip or something like that.
Okay. You go up and see the reindeer?
Yeah. Well, actually, I've seen reindeer. I've eaten a reindeer.
Oh, well, please.
Not Rudolph.
Thank heaven.
You know, that reminds me of some friends in college. Oh. They saw reindeer after they ate some sort of things.
Oh, but, did they? No.
Well, good to have Taylor back.
Yeah.
I'm sure you give us the... you didn't see the Swedish volleyball team by chance, did you?
No, I didn't. I missed them. You know, it's one of those things, you know, you round the corner and they, you know, they were just here, you know, but, you know, never...
Well, I thought maybe... They
never caught them in person.
For a pickup game, you could be the setter and, you know...
Yeah.
But you're in Stockholm?
No, I'm...
Just
so
outside?
I'm actually in Lund, which is more of... It's right outside of Malmo, which is the second largest city in Sweden, and that's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Copenhagen, or Schuvenham, as they say in Swedish.
How they say it?
Schuvenham.
Big river between Copenhagen and Sweden, right?
There is.
It's actually a sea,
the Baltic Sea. So very temperate climate, actually. I was expecting it to be kind of cold, but it's you know, 30s and raining.
Did you bring that back with you?
I did, yeah. No, it's,
okay. It's, how'd you get this through customs?
Yeah.
Well, thanks to climate change, which you're studying, I might add.
Yes, yeah, no. It's the programs in disaster risk management and climate change adaptation.
Taylor Lightman from the Winfield area studied at Lewisburg Area School District.
That's correct.
For many years.
K through 12.
And then now studying in Sweden.
Yes.
Your major and the school again, please.
So it's a... Lund University. I'm in the engineering school there, which is a surprise to me and all of my former teachers at Lewisburg, I'm sure. but the program is called the Disaster Risk Management and Climate Change Adaptation. It's a master's program. It's 2 years, and so I'm maybe like a a quarter of the way done.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming back to visit us. Oh, I'm going to introduce the show, and we got our first topic cut out for us and our first caller. So, Eric, stand by one split second while we get some more important words underway. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com and text us at 70236. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. Rob Setter, our fabulous producer, just done a fantastic job all year. So we always appreciate his hard work and taking good care of us. And Taylor Lightman was here a couple of times to visit in the fall and then went off to school, but now he is back. Let's see, we hear you on Barnstorming. You've done some podcasts lately.
We actually haven't done anything since the election, but the election was sort of a big time for us. We tried to get in most of the local state rep candidates in for interviews during the last little bit, and we had some good episodes in there. Some short interviews, so if you you know have 10 or 15 minutes to spare, we released one with Sarah Donnelly, who ran out in Shamokin.
I remember the John Fetterman interview.
Yeah, we had an interview with John Fetterman, actually out at Knoebels. He was there with his family for DemFest.
but he knew you were going to pull him aside for half an hour or so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, it was actually one of these things where, we really only asked him for 10 or 15 minutes, and it ended up being like a 45-minute thing, just because he liked spending time with us, I guess.
Good. Well, he likes to talk about important public policy, too, so that's part of that. All right, we got open phones. We have one item from the newsroom. Let's see if I have this. They probably talked about this yesterday on the show. I was not here yesterday. But the governor is talking about the idea that making recreational marijuana legal is a discussion we should have. But the head of the GOP in Pennsylvania says, no, we should not have this discussion. Such a change in Pennsylvania law would require action by the state Senate, which is Republican controlled, and leaders there say they have never sought to start any discussion about it. In a statement, the Pennsylvania Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman of neighboring Center County says Governor Wolf's new position is reckless and irresponsible. Senator Corman called marijuana a gateway drug that is opposed by the medical and the law enforcement communities, and it lacks credible research on societal costs. He says, as long as I am leader, I will do everything in my power to prevent legalization of recreational marijuana, says Jake Corman. So
the slope's already set.
So we are going to ask our guests and callers today to opine, is it time to make medical marijuana legal in Pennsylvania?
Well, medical marijuana
recreational marijuana. Thank you so much.
When medical comes, recreational is not too far behind, and that's how they open the gates, and that's how they do the public opinion. And so why they don't study this, why the federal government doesn't step in and study this and give a opinion one way or the other, why it needs to be, where it needs to be ranked, until the federal government steps in, you're going to have a patchwork of states doing what they think is right. But medical marijuana,
that's federalism
opens the gates. Well, as long as they have it a tier one narcotic or the levels they rank at, it affects the commerce of the industry. So once medical comes, recreational is not too far behind.
Well, I like what the governor or what Corman says. There's no point in even talking about it. It's a done deal. Why waste your time?
Well, I would say this. We have you want to have recreational? You have medical marijuana we have. Get the state stores. Get the government out of liquor and spirits and wines.
Recreational drugs in general.
Well, if you're going to have vices, start with the state stores. Get the government out of that industry.
I agree with you, Ben. It's a real inconvenience, and it's really not fair. I'm a big supporter of the legalization of marijuana, and I think that could be one of the only areas of agreement that Ben and I have, but maybe I'm wrong about this. Yeah, I just don't see.
Well, you both favor topless women at Rehoboth Beach. That's coming up later.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Well, okay. Topless men too.
Right.
Yeah. I don't discriminate.
Yeah, women and men should have those options.
Eric, thanks for waiting. You are on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity to express. Mark, you and I usually agree on things, but I'm going to go the other way today. I'm kind of unique. I consider myself a conservative Democrat. And Pennsylvania is a unique state, sitting where we are here in the Northeast between some of the crazies in New York politics dominated by New York City, and I don't even go into Maryland and their whole things. I'm a gun owner and conservative in that way. But one thing we got to talk about is the legalization of marijuana. Now, I participate with the Sonata County Coalition for Children and did attend their conference at Susquehanna University last week. And we did have a very good presentation by a corporal from the Pennsylvania State Police who is an expert on the opioid crisis. And he chose to speak about the marijuana issue. And he has done extensive research and travel. And you know, Pennsylvania has taken that first step with medical marijuana, and it's a joke. What was our story earlier this week, at least on Channel 16, I think, in the Daily Item? We have two new marijuana dispensaries opening up. And where are they opening up? In Shamokin. Now, come on, folks. How many people could possibly have a need for medical marijuana in the small town of Shamokin to support two dispensaries in that town, which is a very depressed town? And we know, by looking at the headlines, has a very severe opioid and other drug thing. They're opening one of these dispensaries, very ironically, in the office of this doctor who's being, you know, sought after for killing five people due to opioid prescriptions.
Yeah, very ironic, Eric. And it's interesting. You said two in Shamokin. Why is Shamokin so lucky?
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's and what the gentleman, the corporal of the state police said, he went out to California, and within 2 days, he was able to have, as an out-of-state person, his own medical card to get medical marijuana. Medical marijuana is a joke, folks. It's going to the point where it's not just these drops for kids, and we always hear about the kid with the severe medical condition, it's alleviating that, and everyone knows the joke about glaucoma. Oh, you know, I've got glaucoma. And then, you know, here's reality. My family has been torn apart due to my brother with dependency issues. To this day, it's being torn apart by my brother who first started smoking marijuana, Ben, back when you and I were in high school at good old Salem's Grove High. And you probably knew him as one of those guys that hung out in the back of the bathrooms with all the smoke and everything. And to this day, he's 58 years old, and his life is ruined. And it all started with marijuana.
Just a quick clarification.
And then it went to other drugs. You know?
All right, just
so
a quick clarification.
It's not a gateway drug. Don't tell me that this is nothing but a big play by big business to get in on this emerging market. And don't tell me we're not going to have it more and more to kids, because just like we were fighting the issue with drinking with children, we're going to, once it's out there, and my understanding is it's going now from the droplets or the whatever, the creams, which is how we all go, oh yeah, drops and creams. No, it's going over to the regular marijuana that you can smoke, and that's legal. And as Ben pointed out, since we have no federal regulation on this, in fact, a prohibition, there's no prescription. So anyone can write a note, pretty much anyone, and doctors can't write a prescription because it's illegal. They will lose their licensure. So this is nothing but a big ploy to get pot out. And I'm going to disagree with Ben. I'm going to disagree and say, if we do have this, and I don't agree with it, then we should have it regulated by the Liquor Control Board, we'll call it the Liquor and Cannabis Board, LCCB. How's that, Ben?
No, Jesus.
And we should get as much revenue for the Commonwealth as we can and regulate it.
Well,
who is running these shops? How do we know that people aren't paying extra?
If you want to regulate it,
I think it should be regulated, definitely.
Regulate it, privatize it. Hold on, Eric. Privatize it, and if you want to make money off it, maximize the distribution. And the state liquor store is as archaic as the buggy whip. I mean, it makes no sense at all.
And where are we going to replace the $500 million, which we're getting as profit for that? And then you're going to be the first one to say, well, let's cut government so there'll be no alcohol education program. Where are you going to get the money for the alcohol education program if you don't have the profits from the LCB?
The notion that the LCB is profitable, anybody should be profitable when you're a monopoly. So what's going to happen
is
you have more distribution.
The governor doesn't need that extra $500 million. Come on, man.
Well,
and then you want to cut taxes?
Well, I'll tell you a story.
This is a proven way. And
not right at the moment.
How many? 5,000
yeah.
people.
Let's keep talking, Eric.
So you're going to have people selling liquor out of a liquor store.
Yeah.
And don't tell me that you won't take an extra 50 to... a couple of bottles to a kid.
Yeah, and then they lose their business, Eric. Here's the situation. If you want to talk, we'll let you talk. But since you might not have an understanding on the economics, you have more distribution. You'll bring in more revenue. Liquor should be privatized. And if somebody sells to a minor as bar owners and talk to tavern owners, you lose your business license. You lose your livelihood. You lose your business. So the government in liquor and spirits and wines is ridiculous in Pennsylvania. Look at every other state around us, and you'll see what happens at the border.
And one quick clarification. Eric says, Eric's on hold so that we can talk. He says he disagrees with me. I have not expressed my opinion on this. I like the governor, think it is worth having a discussion, which is what we're doing here.
Yeah,
your view
sure.
on what Eric had to say until we turn his mic back on?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually really... I feel for a lot of what you said, Eric. You know, but I just also have concerns. You know, like if it's a totally, you know, quote unquote free market right now, it's all done under the table. Then we sort
market.
Of it's a black market, and you know, I think that little bit of regulation. You know, like right now, you literally don't need anything to buy marijuana off the streets.
Well,
you know, you could just, like, a prescription seems like an extra step to maybe prevent that. And I do have, like, I really do feel for you with the substance abuse issue. You know, that's something that's, I think, touched a lot of families around here in a really, really negative way. But I do think that there's a difference between, you know, responsible people wanting to consume and people that have this substance abuse issue. You know, and I think we should think about these as maybe two separate things.
If you have, but one of the things about when you're regulating, and Mark, we had the ladies in here from the two different, the wholesale and the retail versions of medical marijuana.
We have both dispensaries and growing.
So one of the things when you look to regulate, like when you have spirits, you have criteria. To, you know, if you're vodka, mm-hmm. your whiskey, you have certain levels. When you're craft brewers, you know, they put 9% alcohol level.
Five.
So when you're talking about drugs, when you're talking about marijuana, then there has to be criteria for what level marijuana it
yeah,
is
and
or
it,
what these are.
It can't be, you know, you can't be selling some bad product here, yeah. you know, spiked with something that's really awful.
And that's the positive argument about legalizing or
yeah, you
living
can
it's
a controlled
have a little bit
control.
Of regulation.
But boy, is it a slippery
okay.
slope.
All right. Well, Eric, well said in all your arguments. We'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
Well, I appreciate you putting me on hold because anyone who knows me knows I'm very passionate. I'm very passionate about the children we have here in Snyder County and anything. And I'm the first one to call in anytime we want to just, you know, increase the distribution of beer, even beer in any place where we sell gasoline. We should not sell alcohol. I happen to be sitting right now in Wise's parking lot, and I have the beer place on my left, and I have the
gas on your right.
Yeah. So, but thank you, gentlemen. I
yeah, thank you so much
calling
for calling
Aaron.
In. Really appreciate it.
And
thank
you,
know, you so much,
and
Eric.
You have to respect the passion.
Yeah.
And the passion and the personal issue is, you know,
yeah.
family members, and I've been through it. You know, it's tough and it's frustrating.
Yeah. And thanks for your work with Snyder County Youth.
Yeah. Snyder County Coalition for Kids. He mentioned he's a part of that, mm-hmm. so I know who Eric is, and I appreciate him calling in. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take more commerce. I have not expressed my opinion on this, although I think discussing it is a good thing. I certainly don't agree with Senator Cormann that we should not discuss it.
Yeah.
I've advocated for a long time that now is the time to have the discussion about ending prohibition. So, but as for where I fall on that, I don't know. I certainly know so many professionals who say do not legalize it. It'll exacerbate problems. And I know so many smart individuals, Republicans and Democrats, who say, you know, cut out telling me what's good for me and what's not.
Yeah.
You know, booze or whatever it happens to be.
A big government thing. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll enjoy your call, we hope. Call us now. We have all four lines open on the topic of legalizing recreational pot. If you think we should do it, dial this number, 1-800-795-9565. But if you think we should keep it illegal, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Hawaiian Christmas bumper music, right? Is that what we're hearing here? Yes, okay.
Very, very timely.
Hold on.
Bucknell is playing in Hawaii over the weekend, so we're kind of getting in a Hawaii kind of spirit for
them. Yeah, they just,
fantastic.
They're making, that's a heck of a recruiting thing to say, young man, you come play basketball for Bucknell, you will see not the world, but half of it. You'll go to California to play, and we'll go to Hawaii.
All right, and where's Penn State's going to Florida, right?
Penn State's down in Alabama, at least. Did they, Rob, did they beat
not the basketball
the Tide last
team.
Night? Yeah, they played
I'd
Tuscaloosa.
I'd ask me a question I don't know the answer to.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, Penn State, Alabama, Jones was from Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
So, yeah, big doings in Penn State basketball.
All the listeners really just missed Ben doing the luau.
With the grass skirt.
Yeah.
You were doing your Don Ho imitation.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking about recreational pot. I would think most folks around here would not favor legalizing it because that's the way we've always thought about it. Dennis, what is your view on this topic?
Well, I live in Pennsylvania and some that I know, and I lived in Colorado for 2 years and also California. And I had it medically because I have a broken back and neck and emphysema. But the thing is that it worked out very well in Colorado. They have a place called Maggie's Farms, and they run it very well. They have veterans for security. They carry guns there. And they checked IDs. You have to have a licensed ID card. And they put a percentage of the THC into it. And it works very well for my post-traumatic stress. So these politicians that absolutely know nothing about what they're talking about, they're more likely to smoke it themselves already. But it worked out very well. They fixed their roads, they fixed their sidewalks. I mean, you look around somewhere, you can't find one 4-inch part of sidewalk that you won't fall over, or a street that you can't fall through it. It's pathetic, and you don't need nonprofits. This will work and pay up everything. And I think Governor Wolf is a very intelligent move. And I'm going to praise him for this because it's something that will really help the economy here. And it's a hell of a lot better than alcohol. I mean, I've seen drunks. I don't see people on marijuana crashing cars. I'm sorry. Alcoholism is a disgrace in this state. And it will really help the crime rate here because you won't have the black market in the streets. And it will also help the border problem. You'll be keeping these imports out of this country. And it's very good for the economy, so I don't care what these politicians say. I lived in California, I lived in Colorado, and it was beautiful. And there was absolutely no crime. The crime rate actually dropped. And that is a proven stat.
Did you say there was no crime?
Get off their desk and get off their butt and look at things instead of sit there and just collect a paycheck for doing nothing.
Did you say there was no crime?
I'm a Republican, I'm sick of the Democrats collecting paychecks, and they're not even doing their jobs. But besides the point, it worked out very well. And it's a very well-run system out there. You could check a place called Maggie's Farms. I should get text
like the Bob Dylan song.
Because I'm a licensed. And it works out well, and it paid off and repaved their roads. And they did a lot with it. It really helped the economy.
It really...
hold on, Dennis. Hold on.
I
don't think our callers can hear us today. Yeah. So, yeah, apologize. No, stand by, Dennis. Don't hang up.
I would.
We're going to react.
Some of the cost of this. It's not this panacea of greatness just because it's legalized.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and also too, the commerce side of it is like banks and the commerce side. But going back to what you said, there's no increase in crime and all this stuff. But how come I've been traveling to certain states and I'm seeing these commercials where you can't drive impaired now. So, and I know in Colorado and in the surrounding states, western Nebraska and southern Wyoming, they had a number of people who were pulled over while driving while intoxicated.
Yeah,
but that's alcohol.
But that's a that's an issue, and that doesn't stop us from criminalizing alcohol consumption now. I mean, that's a problem that we should address. I don't think that's a reason to keep it going.
All right, Dennis, we'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I know that man is dangerous. I do understand that, but anybody can overuse anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even overuse clothes and get drunk. But I'm just saying, if I would smoke a joint of marijuana to you or a couple of beers, I could do a hell of a better job than you. It's just something people are going to do anyway.
Dennis, what are we doing? if you smoked a joint and Taylor drank two beers and I drank a shot of whiskey
and I had cough medicine.
Yeah, we're going to do what?
We'll do a 50-meter dash. See who wins.
To the bathroom.
What are we doing?
Digging holes, I guess. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dennis. You can call back, and I think you had some more to say, and you are welcome to join us. We have open phones coming up. I just think this is the topic du jour. Now, we have some other things. We can wrap up. There's too much cough medicine here. We'll wrap up during the 9 a.m. hour.
Do you have any gray poupon?
This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings, and Taylor Lightman. We should add that in there. And Rob Setters, our fabulous producer, Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. And we got the 94KX crew singing next door. So we got it all going on here, and we got you on the radio as well. So thank you so much for joining us. This is On the Mark, WKOK live telephone talk show, On the Mark. We're going to have best of shows on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. So please join us, and then we'll see you on the 27th for another live show, and at least Ben will be back next week, but we're glad to say that you're going to be back on the 28th, or you can't?
I need to check in. I'm going to the dentist that day.
Oh, the 28th, okay.
The 28th, but I'll be back in early January.
Well, hopefully. All right, fantastic. On the 4th, we do have the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce coming in. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do what I did. Got a long road trip planned, or you got a Christmas trip to the stores, or you got a opportunity to go to the hunting camp and you want to make sure your vehicle is ready. Well, then go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They'll sell you new tires. A very reasonable price. They got a sale going on there, one of those 3 for $4. You pay for 3, you get one free kind of sales. And boy, I'll tell you what, the Sunbury Motor Company would just love to talk to you about new tires. They are open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it is an opportunity for you to be super served by a car business, and you don't get enough of those these days. Check it out at sunburymotors.com. You can build your next Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln, but if there's one thing they will do for you at the Sunbury Motor Company, it's give you good service, and we appreciate their sponsorship all year round. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. And those Hometown Pharmacies are Trutz Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, and Shade Mountain Pharmacy.
I think I'm going to go to the Lewisburg Pharmacy like right after this and get some of that great milk there. It's so good.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they sell milk there. And they got a lot of other products there. And boy, Brad would just love to super serve you there. I think he has a drug take-back box there, too. So if you're taking... Yeah, I think he's one of the places. Not all the places have it, but some do. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com if you'd like to do what two individuals have done on the topic of recreational marijuana. You can text us at 70236. We're going to do some news headlines here in a moment, but we have a vibrant discussion underway. Some people favor legalizing recreational marijuana. Some people say it would be a terrible idea and would exacerbate some of the issues that we have. We do have professionals and medical professionals and law enforcement on both sides of the issue. Law enforcement Against Prohibition is a large national organization of individuals who are opposed to prohibiting marijuana. Maybe we can ask our Leap man to call us back and weigh in on this discussion, but shouldn't need them. We'll take your calls, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. I have two emails pending, and we'll take more comers. Two tragic deaths yesterday. One, a volunteer firefighter, died at the scene of a fire. 53-year-old Scott W. Danheimer, a captain at the East End Fire Company, and a staff member at the campus theater, Lewisburg, died. Jessica Paquin, a very informed individual, independent filmmaker, a real advocate for arts around here. You might have seen her around Lewisburg.
I'm sure that anybody that spent time in Lewisburg has known Jessica, and she was just a fabulous person and a really bright star in Lewisburg. The whole community is mourning. It's really tragic.
Yeah, independent filmmaker, Fist and Post Productions, I believe.
Something
was
like that, yeah.
Film company that she and her husband had, and just a real advocate for arts
in
general.
It's really tragic about I just heard about this death of a firefighter, and, shout out to all the firefighters around here. That's really rough.
Yeah, just 53. So, rest in peace. We do have Bob Garrett at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. We contacted him yesterday to ask his opinion about the closure of two of the stores at Monroe Marketplace. He says you always have a come and give and take among big businesses around here. But he says one thing's for sure, we got a very prosperous future at Monroe Marketplace and the rest of the region when the CSVT is done.
We have characterized the Golden Strip as it will become the new main street of the greater Susquehanna Valley. Once we get that mix of commercial traffic and heavy truck traffic off of that highway, up on the thruway, I think what you'll see is a boom, a renaissance of that area.
And that is Bob Garrett of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. Staples and Bed Bath & Beyond say they'll close in 2019. As we mentioned, Jake Corman, responding to the governor's remarks about recreational marijuana, saying that it would be reckless and irresponsible to even have the discussion. Corman calls marijuana a gateway drug that is opposed by the medical and law enforcement communities and said it lacks credible research on societal costs. He says, as long as I'm a leader, I will do everything in my power to prevent legalization of recreational marijuana. The governor said the day before that it is time for Pennsylvania to have the discussion, but as you heard, Senator Corman says, do not talk about that.
Yeah, no, and I just wanted to clarify what he said was we should look into it.
Discussion.
Yeah, having the discussion.
Okay. And in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, officials are working to balance separation of church and state as some locals fight to keep a nativity scene on display after it was removed from a prominent spot for public viewing. Quote, I'm not going to back down for what I believe to be true, says the Reverend William Cuco of the St. Edmund Catholic Church, who is fighting to keep the creche on display, saying it's sad and ridiculous that we have to have a fight about this. The PC, political correct attitude, has gotten ridiculous, unquote. Representatives of St. Edmund Catholic Church say the church received informal permission from the city Sunday to put the creche on display with the condition that other religions be represented. The city later instructed the church to remove the display, which is owned by the Kiwanis Club, after it was placed near the Rehoboth bandstand. The display had previously been set up outside M&T Bank in the downtown. The church said it complied Thursday. However, the church said it's working to schedule a meeting with city officials to try to bring that back. So,
well, I don't understand. It's not on public property, right?
No, the creche is owned by the Kiwanis Club. The church put it out, if I'm reading this correctly.
I don't even know what a creche is.
Oh, it's a manger scene, okay. So,
as you can see on Broad Street in Seals Grove.
Okay.
Gentlemen, the family has put the scene out for, I believe, probably about 30 to 35 years.
Well, this is that classic church and state. The municipality doesn't want to appear to be endorsing any particular religion, but on the other hand,
it's not their
in this
land.
Case...
I think it'd be a different story if it was on town land or something like that. But I don't.
I hope it's a city.
Or city land.
Well, but again, is it on private land or not? But it looks like somebody gave permission and then pulled the plug, which sounds a little strange. The story, I think, is right above that, just south.
Oh, the topless. Yeah, this is in Maryland.
Is that
Ocean City, Maryland? The lawsuit against a Maryland beach town is making waves over who gets to go topless. A judge ruled that Ocean City can continue to enforce rules that ban topless women in public, even as a lawsuit challenging the ordinance continues. Officials passed the emergency ordinance in June, and several women filed suit earlier this year against the city. The women argued that it was their constitutional right to appear topless in public, just as men do.
I agree with the women.
Well, I'll say this. There's probably some men who should not be topless, let alone gender equity here.
Well, thou shalt not judge.
Some topless is interesting and for both men and female, and some topless is interesting. And
you're digging yourself
art.
A hole there, Ben.
It's almost like art, you know. So I'll go with whatever art says. Yeah. So we'll give art a call and see if we can get an opinion on that. But that's a strange one. So the ladies would like to be, as the men, that'd be interesting boardwalk scenes. There'll be a lot of chiropractic work being done with people's with their necks turning left and right.
I've only been in Europe for a few months, but I just feel like, why should there even be laws regulating what women can wear in public?
Well, we have to keep women under our thumb and control them. We can't have them exposing their bodies in such a manner that, because men can't control themselves. If men see a woman topless, the men have no control over what happens next. So we have to keep the women covered up. We can't control the men.
No.
We have to control the women.
Yeah.
Are you okay, buddy?
I'm going to say, what are these men going to do?
Well, they'll probably
go stand next to the light pole and
They'll probably jump them or try to perform an intimate contact of some kind.
Oh, boy.
So has this been resolved or is it?
No, the lawsuit's pending. A judge said that the temporary law that keeps their tops on can stay in effect while the lawsuit's decided.
Oh. Yeah, and you know, it goes without saying, you know, if somebody doesn't want to go topless, this isn't forcing them to.
Yeah, it's not a topless requirement.
Yeah, this is.
Now that's a beach.
Yeah. I think this is a Seinfeld episode. Good topless, bad topless, both male and female.
Who's helping bring tourists to the beach? Which ones? All right. Yeah, when I take my top off at the beach, believe you me, Rehoboth is not excited about that. There's very little reaction. It's nothing ideal. All right, well, we did talk about medical marijuana earlier today. I think this all relates to freedom, really. Do we have the freedom to put our religious displays on public or private property or
not?
The
liberty episode.
Right. Oh, yeah, good point. Are we at liberty to go topless, whether you're a man or a woman, in at the beach at Ocean City? Or what about walking down the street? You know, a guy can walk down the street without a shirt on in town. But
no, in the near future, ladies could be topless on the boardwalk in Ocean City with a reefer or
with a marijuana. New Jersey's considering legalized marijuana, but it's got about the same.
Or we could all just move argument. To San Francisco and do all of that.
Do whatever you want.
Try to walk between the outdoor public toilets that are known as the sidewalks in San Francisco.
Oh, gosh.
Horrendous. Horrendous.
Well, we got open phones. We'll take all comers. 1-800-795-9565 on the topic of medical marijuana. One of our listeners sends us a note. Says, hi, guys. I think Eric is wrong about marijuana being a gateway drug. His observations are skewered by his personal problems. Backed by much research, it seems that cigarettes are truly the gateway drug, says Margaret.
Well, how many gates are on the way to drug addiction? No, so it could be cigarettes. It could be then marijuana. I talk to doctors, and boy, a high percentage of addicts started with marijuana. Now, maybe they started with cigarettes before that, and they don't mention that. Nicotine is...
Well, if Than were here, you'd say it starts out with mother's milk, and it's downhill from there.
Yeah, which must start out with having relations.
But, I mean, I really just don't think that that's, you know, even if it is, like, some people have a really adverse effect to taking marijuana, I don't think that legalizing, or I think that legalizing it and regulating it is maybe the best solution for that.
Could be. I can't argue with that. Once you start criteria, but you're always going to have a black market.
Yeah.
If you have the best.
So like there is a black market for alcohol and tobacco.
Yeah. Oh my okay. gosh. With tobacco, particularly running the tax stamps, you see.
One
thing. But you know, let's say.
No idea.
Let's
about
say
that.
The best marijuana is a 10. And that's. I mean that's.
Oh, why don't we call it an 11?
Oh, okay.
It goes all the way up to 11.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll talk. We'll do four. We'll say 420.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point about it is what criteria? You know, you see USDA grade meats. You know, you have certain. You know, you have levels of consistency with products. So when you regulate that marijuana, let's say you regulate it at an 8, and you know all of a sudden it's cost. And nickel bag is $25. Well, there's going to be a black market that people are going to sell for,
yeah.
and they're going to sell it for $10. So the part about the drugs is, can you clean up the black market? Part of it that the regulations would take effect and
yeah.
be somewhat of a positive. I don't know. We'd have to talk to, but these other states doing it, you know, I would beware of. How great it is in California, how great it is in
It is certainly
Colorado.
Not a panacea, a solution to all of our problems, but I do think that they've definitely benefited from the additional tax revenue.
Hey, one of our listeners sends us a note, says, why on earth would you ever advocate for privatizing our state liquor stores, given the fact that each year profits exceed previous years umpteen years in a row? Despite private sales in grocery stores, these profits are then put into the general fund. Tell me, how would you make up for these monies if you privatize? Plus, what are you planning to do with all the empty storefronts that were all updated not that far back? Plus, why take away decent-paying jobs with good benefits to be replaced with minimum wages earned by the staff stocking grocery store shelves? Check out some of the statistics of other states that have privatized. They're not good. And most regret getting out of liquor sales. Really a stupid idea.
Well, if you can keep that up, we'll answer
says
these
Rob.
Questions. First of all, the person...
Not our Rob,
yeah,
I might
have. Signed it. First of all, when you say these profits are up despite grocery sales, they don't sell spirits in grocery sales. They sell wine and beer. So there's a misnomer there. And plus, these profits of selling, this is the demand of the consumers. So when you make a product... A lot more of when you have outlets that make it available, and you look at the Maryland border, look at the Ohio border, look where people go across and buy. So this is no reason the government should be in. So
yeah.
when you break
and
down what he's talking about here, storefronts. Well, somebody's got to lease those storefronts. You know, we're sorry, Bed Bath and Beyond and Staples are going out. There's some.
Oh, maybe a private liquor store.
Well,
going.
Yeah,
again,
that's true.
So I
don't think that the
licenses.
Profits are up for the state liquor monopoly.
Well, it's a monopoly. And so when somebody says profits are up because it's a monopoly, you almost want to say, yeah.
Yeah, no
and
no
if they
kidding,
aren't,
yeah.
come on. So this emailer has, maybe he works for the liquor stores, not. And the other point I want to say here, please send us information on states, as you say here, check out some of the statistics of other states that have privatized. They are not good. And most regret getting out of liquor sales. I've never seen that. Now, you know, if you have that, please send it in. So it is a joke that Pennsylvania is in the liquor business. It's just a certified joke. And what it is about, it's about state jobs. And most of those state people vote
union?
Democratic.
Oh, union jobs.
So,
I gotcha.
So again,
I don't know if that's the only reason. But
that's not the only reason. It's the main reason. And
I wouldn't blame this on the unions. But the USCW is definitely...
It's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
It's government jobs, and most government workers vote a certain way, and that's Democratic. So it's not all, but most. So when you say this, why is the state in the liquor business? And you know what, to the emailer and to those folks think we should be in it, if it's so good, then we need to get the grocery stores. The state needs to run the grocery stores,
yeah.
and the state needs to run the car dealers, and the state needs to get more involved here. And then we can get a little red book from Chairman Mao and read it, or we can read some Marxist, little Karl Marx stuff. So, this is just, it's just not right.
I think it's just a matter of momentum. You know, it's just been this way for however many years. I don't, maybe since Prohibition, and it's just hard to, yeah.
Well, it needs to change.
Lance, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Okay there. Well, first I'd like to say a hearty welcome there to the young lad back from, well...
Yeah, thanks, Lance. It's good to be back.
Yeah, back from Utopia.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Lance, I think I might have turned into a Democrat over there.
Do you see unicorns over there?
No, unicorns. No, I haven't
what
seen
were
it
you
yet.
When you left it? Independent?
Oh, no. I'm just joking.
No, I think you already were there, weren't you?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it did kind of wonder me about Sweden. I mean, with all the, neat stuff they have to take care of everybody, why is their suicide rate so high?
I think it has to do a lot with the, the amount of sunlight.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
You might have something there, because the folks in Iceland have the worst in the whole world.
Yeah, no, I mean...
I thought Finland was the worst, but...
It might be. I think actually it's pretty bad for that whole Northern Europe scene.
Do we need to get like a shipment from Brewer's Outlet to send over there to make these people happy?
Yeah, I think maybe. But you know, if you go up north, it's like dark, completely dark, 24 yeah. hours a day, and that'll push anybody over the edge, I think.
Oh, okay, all right. I didn't. It seemed to me because we almost now, not quite, have to add our homicide rate and our suicide rate together to come up with their suicide rate.
It's pretty high.
Yeah.
I will say, Lance, also, that there is one thing that you sort of alluded to there, and I do think that sort of the large amount of government programs sort of subsides the social ties between people. And so if you have less interactions, I think that might make you a little lonely. But that's not like a scientific thing there. It's just sort of my two cents.
Lance, do you have a comment about medical marijuana?
Oh, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I have to do this. I cannot fall too behind.
Yeah,
so stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Oh, he is on one line, and that would allow us to put another individual on the other lines. 1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. 1-800-795-9565. Should we legalize recreational marijuana? Or, as the governor said, at least have a conversation about it. Let us know your opinion right now. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236, or you can call us 1-800-795-9565.
I decided to write a little song. Here goes. My hometown pharmacy is great because of all these things. Personalized service, friendly employees. They're always glad to see me. They help out my whole family. My grandmom really likes them, and she's super picky. They know me by my nickname. Bet you still can't guess mine. Ha, ha, ha. Pharmacists who care, really low prices and all that other stuff that my mom likes, but I just don't understand. Happy holidays from me, hometown kid, and from everyone at the hometown pharmacies in Bloomsburg, Northumberland, Lewisburg, Mount Pleasant, Mills, Mifflinburg, and Danville. And happy new year. P.S. My nickname is not hometown kid.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. Lance, not line two, line one. Lance is on the line. Plus, one of our texters sends us a note. It's Joe from Mifflinburg says, marijuana is a gateway drug, a gateway to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
All right, Lance, go right ahead.
Man.
Recreational pot.
And then to the corn chips, too. But anyway, if we could just wean a small portion of our people off of alcohol, it would be tremendous. Because if we got 3% of the people who drink and drive off the road, you'd save as many lives as if there were no mass shootings in this country at all. Every 8 months, drunken drivers kill as many kids that have died in school shootings in the last 27 years. Look it up. It's amazing.
Well, Lance, I would say this. The technology is coming that will take care of that, or should take care of that, and it's going to be the autonomous driving cars. The technology's there. Remember, 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago, people walked out of their house, they took a left, went to work, walked to work, they got out of work, they walked across the street to the tavern. Then the mother of the house had to send a son or daughter into the tavern to get the father to come home for dinner. And on Sundays, they went out of the house and they took a right and went down to church. The mother, somewhat during the week, went a couple blocks to a grocery store. But, you know, times have changed. So with autonomous driving, it's potentially going to serve a lot of ills.
And I'll put in a thing here for rail, too. You know, I think we got to get the rails going again.
Well, that's the problem there, because the second largest donor to the Democratic Party will have a lot to do with that, simply because one accident and the company is toast, the rail company. That's why my company never got into it. I mean, Conrail, I never did.
Well, to the rail stuff, what we're talking about is autonomous driving, which is going to severely cut down on auto accidents and the traffic problems we have in that, and also a part of it is going to be driving. And remember, it's driving
and
under the
public
influence.
Transportation.
Well, it's driving under the influence. That's not just alcohol. That's prescription medicine. How many people during the day are driving under the influence of prescription medicine? That's not so good.
Or lack of sleep.
Well, now just think about something else too. Alcohol results in the premature death of this is in the 95, 93, and there are 1,000 folks every year, some way or another, as a result of alcohol, okay? Now, opiates and all that, what I'm trying to say is you have to take all the opiate deaths and add to it the equivalent of half the population of Harrisburg to come up with the alcohol deaths. Mm-hmm. Well, I can rattle off one.
Yeah, with that being said, though,
people I know that died in the last 3 years because of too much drinking.
Let me ask you this, though. With that being said, should you curb laws for tavern owners? Should you curb laws for distribution of alcohol? Or should it be privatized, the distribution of alcohol? Shouldn't it be state-owned?
Well, I think what we need is a whole lot more education and also to promote recreational use of marijuana. I mean, after no headaches, it might help. I mean,
well,
like I said,
should there be recreational use of other items?
So, Lance, you're in favor of the discussion.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Jake Corman says you're being reckless, so please try not to be so irresponsible.
No. Yeah,
come on, Lance.
All the lies. Well, just take a look, though, about mess with the fraternity pledge. It was killed.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. In Corman's area.
Now, if those kids probably had been using what they would have found, would have been down in that cellar, everybody passed out with smiles on their face upstairs.
If they'd been using
Doritos
pot.
Bags.
What, with a Bob Dylan CD continuously running?
And a
it'd
big
probably be a vinyl.
Say, welcome to the frat, bro, you know.
Is Cheetos like the universal snack food of the active pot smoker?
We'll have to get
it's
in
a second reference to Cheetos today. Thank you so much, Lance.
Okay.
Thanks, Lance.
Enjoy your holiday. We really mean that, so thank you.
So Bob Marley playing throughout the...
yeah.
All right. One of our listeners says, it is signed by Duffy. It says, it's a sad state of affairs when we want to legalize another drug. Enough people are dying from tobacco and from drunk driving. When do random testing at we do random testing at our plant. The ones we terminate for any drug activity usually have attendance and productivity issues also. So drug and alcohol use lead to productivity issues and attendance issues, he's saying. Last thing we need is more uncontrolled giggling and eating of Cheetos as a new lifestyle.
I think that I'm pro uncontrolled giggling.
Are you? Okay.
Well, there's a problem we get into commerce. So if you legalize these items, for every action, there's a reaction. So, Mark, you're running a manufacturing plant, and, you know, legalization of, and why it's called recreational marijuana, how about just calling it legalized marijuana, comes about. And next thing, you have certain things happening on your your assembly line, and your insurance company says, well, Mark, here, your insurance is at this, but it's going to go up this because of these accidents.
You're not drug testing.
And you're going back, and you have to start drug testing. When you drug test, are you able to keep your workers, or do you have to terminate them?
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. I'm going to stay right on schedule and take a quick break. And when we come back, we got an email of another individual who's not in favor of legalizing marijuana, another reckless individual who, scratch that. This is a responsible person who does not wish to. Well, we're doing the reckless thing by discussing it. That's what Jake Corman said is bad. You're reckless if you talk about it.
It's
so
been
that's
a pretty heavily against the discussion in this.
Right.
I think all the people pro are still asleep.
Knowledge is bad. All right, we're going to be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. The governor said this week that he favors the idea of having a discussion, just a discussion, not legalizing it, just having a conversation about it. But the state senator, Jake Corman, says, no, don't even try. It's irresponsible to even talk about it, recreational marijuana. Cindy, what's your view on all of this? Thanks for calling in.
You know, I would understand the fervor of the people who are speaking out against this if they could show any proof that it works. Is there any proof that when we attempted to outlaw alcohol in this country, that worked? No. In fact, the proof is quite the opposite. It had a very deleterious effect on our society, so much so that they backed off the prohibition. So then they turn around now and they try to apply it, the same behaviors, the same principles to other things. I don't know why they think they can control other people to this level. I don't understand it.
So you're saying that legalization of narcotics, particularly marijuana, should be just open?
Well, what happened during Prohibition? There was a black market that established in speakeasies.
Now, do we have a black market mobs for marijuana? Yes, we do. Okay, go ahead, yeah. Mark.
Well, so let's see what else happened.
So you're saying it should be legalized?
And were there gangs that sold the alcohol and moved the alcohol throughout the country and sold it to people?
Well, and it gave us the Kennedys, unfortunately.
Yes, that's true, too.
But
yes,
I do like
there
the
were
Kennedys.
Gangs that did this thing. Did it work out well for our country? No, it did not. And so they repealed Prohibition. This is a kind of philosophy that some of my neighbors have, that they need to control other people's behavior. And they cloak themselves in all kinds of rationale. But what they don't seem to configure or accept is that this has not been successful in other situations. And I'm asking them, why, if you couldn't outlaw alcohol, do you think you can outlaw the use of marijuana? You have not. They've tried to do this all of my life, my entire 63 years. They've tried to do this. Have they been successful? No. Has the use of this drug declined? No. Have they changed people's behavior? No. And so why do they think that they, you know, it's amazing to me that despite the fact that every time you turn left, you get zapped by something, we want to continue to turn left. Shouldn't we stop and go, wait a minute.
Well,
turning
left gets us zapped.
Maybe we should do something else.
I think it has changed people's behavior. That's why we're seeing legalization in certain states.
Well, that's an acquiescence. been. That's a surrender, or whatever, an acceptance, whatever word you want to use, of reasonable people who said, we tried like crazy to have this be illegal. We filled our prisons with people. We have allowed all kinds of criminal behavior that has secondary negative consequences to families and to communities. Yeah. And none of this has worked. So shouldn't we take a breath and say, wait a minute, you know, we've given it our best shot. Decades of trying to do this, we indoctrinate children every year in public school. Every child hears the song, you know, this is a terrible thing, and your I's will cross and your T's will dot, you know, and it has not stopped people from choosing to do this. So yeah. Is this really of value to us anymore to persist in this thing, which is obviously a failed enterprise? Right. That's my question.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Yeah. Really, really appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. 1-800-795-9565, our telephone number.
There's something amiss there.
There we go.
So do we legalize marijuana, and then from there, what's the next step?
Well, I mean, I think what she's trying to say, though, is that, what she did say quite successfully is that, you know, we have this war on drugs that has gone on basically since the 80s that has basically been very costly, and racialized drug enforcement, you know, people are just brimming in our prisons, you know, for having, you know, a joint of marijuana on them, and then you have all of these effects.
Where does public safety come in at some point?
Well, I mean, do you
why do we drive 55 or 70, or why are there seatbelt laws?
She hit on that, Ben. I mean, she talked about when you have a black market industry, you know, it's run by organized crime, basically, let's talk about public safety.
There was something in the phone call that was a little amiss, meaning that there has been a change. There's been a cultural change in the acceptance of vices, and it also goes back to these were accepted back in the late 1800s and the 1900s. I think there's been there's an ebb and flow, culturally
certainly.
Of the acceptance of vices and behavior, and you hope some of that is far more positive. However, and the legalization of marijuana comes with medical marijuana as its blocker.
All right. One of our listeners sends us a note, says, good morning. I'd like to say no, capital N-O, N-double-zero, to recreational marijuana. And some reasons are, just like smoking cigarettes, it can damage blood vessels. It can affect non-smokers with secondhand smoke and cause their arteries to carry blood less efficiently. And if exposed long enough, it may increase the chances of developing hardening of the arteries or clogged arteries. And men, it can lower their sperm count. And there is some research that it contributes to testicular cancer in men who have smoked marijuana in the past. Also, the government sued the cigarette makers for causing cancer. Mm. Will they do the same for cannabis, says Bob. Al, what's your view on all of this? Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Well, I would just say, what if we applied the same stigma to drinking of alcohol that's applied to marijuana users? You say you can't get a job because you drank alcohol. Well, you're going to be fired because you drank alcohol. There's alcohol in your system. We don't want you. So that creates a stigma. I mean, what's the difference is alcohol is more dangerous. You can drink yourself right into a stupor. If you try and smoke yourself into a stupor, it just doesn't really happen.
I would disagree with you. I've seen people smoke themselves into stupors.
Yeah, but not where you pass out and your heart's going to stop like alcohol poisoning does.
Yeah, that's
true. You chug a fifth, you're dead.
Yeah, no one's ever had to get their stomach pumped because they smoked too much marijuana.
No.
Cheeto abuse, maybe.
Anything that you put a stigma on eventually is going to hurt a lot of people because it's like you said, it's been around. Cocaine used to come in little snuff things, and you buy it down at the Five and Dime or the drugstore.
What Five and Dime?
It used to come in the soda. It goes around and goes around, but people are just responsible for themselves. And everything in moderation. There's a time for this and there's a time for that. And if you have a problem with alcohol, I quit drinking. I had a problem with alcohol. I had to quit drinking. It was like
do I want to drink or do I want to drive?
What five and dime was choice. What five and dime was selling cocaine?
Well, all of them back in the 1800s.
You're talking about the first F.W. Woolworth. Yeah. Okay.
And we were putting it in. And we were putting it in
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, and opium. Yeah. You had opium dens.
Yeah. Oh yeah, opium dens. You should have everything. I mean, legalize everything, and then if you have somebody that's a real troublemaker, they're coming over to your place, and you know who the troublemakers are, and you know who the ones aren't troublemakers.
Okay, now we can rebut.
Then you're taking all that business away from the real troublemakers that don't care about anybody as long as they sell their drugs.
Yeah.
At least we'd be have somebody selling drugs that care about people. You know what I mean?
All right, Al, listen, thank you so much for participating in a reckless and irresponsible conversation. We do appreciate it. Yeah, happy holidays. We'll talk to you next week.
You know what? We're going to revitalize the downtown areas. We're going to have opium dens, marijuana shops, legal
state stores.
We're gonna have gambling, and we might as well throw a brothel in. I mean, we might as well take the part of whichever downtown wants to have there, and we'll give them this block of stores, and then we'll tax it, and we'll bring in the tourists, and go from there.
All right, we are advocating on this program the irresponsible and reckless discussion. Jay Corman says it's irresponsible and reckless to discuss or legalizing recreational marijuana. What's your view? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. Not just a random series of digits. It's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Sponsored by the fine man at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Terry, who's out on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, and they super serve their customers out in the middle of nowhere. Tyler's and Trutz Pharmacy at Walnut Street in Mifflinburg. You can have the people, half of his customers, walk there because he's right in the middle of Mifflinburg, and it's a good walk, and it's wonderful to be downtown there. Steve's at the Norrie Pharmacy on Duke Street in North Elmont. As long as you can get across Duke Street safely, you're in. And Steve would like to super serve you there. And he's got a wide range of things. He's got some of the Norrie clothing and Lean and Tree cards. And he can get anything you need in the medical home assistance field. Kathy's over at Danville Pharmacy right next to the cop station on Mill Street in Danville. And she's been super serving customers for a number of years. She's an award winner in terms of the forward-thinking nature of her business. Jennifer's the head pharmacist at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Smartest woman wherever she goes when it comes to pharmaceuticals and interactions and the drugs that are available today. And Brad has got milk for sale, Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street, Lewisburg, and they super serve you. I know that. My lovely bride goes in there once in a while, and she gets her allergy medicine there, and very happy for the folks up at the Lewisburg Pharmacy.
This isn't raw milk, right?
No, it's not.
I don't think you can actually legally buy that.
Regular milk. I think you can legally buy it. It's just not
regular. Drive out 45 to State College.
It's unregulated.
Yeah.
Don't be reckless.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that the second? Raw milk is next to mother's milk?
I don't know. It's pretty close. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Got callers waiting. We'll be on the radio shortly here.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, we got a lot to do in a short amount of time. Let's get Steve on the radio. You get a minute, then you'll be followed by more people with a minute. Steve, go right ahead.
Thank you, Mark. Your cohort there was just describing a downtown Sunbury, I guess, once we legalize recreational marijuana. And I have to admit, it really brought to mind the movie It's a Miracle Life. If you remember, George Bailey comes back to Bedford Falls and sees what it would have looked like had he never lived in the the whole town was nothing but bars and gambling dens and brothels, et cetera, et cetera. And I just made that connection in my mind. The thing I just wanted to talk about, I'm looking here at page 3 of today's daily item. And am I still on? Am I still there?
Yep, go right ahead.
Okay. I'm looking at page 3 of the daily item and 3 headlines, and boy, I'll tell you, it absolutely looks like a government in utter disarray. Headline number 1, government closer to shutdown. Headline number 2, Mattis resigning as Pentagon chief. Headline number 3, officials, Pentagon planning troop pullout from Afghanistan. I would say that here we are about, 4 or so days before Christmas of 2018, and it just, to me, looks like we have a government under this president, a government in just total disarray.
I'd beg to differ, and if you look into the details of some of that, I think it's very positive what they're doing in Syria, and Afghanistan has been a boondoggle. We've never done it right there, and if you look at history, nobody's done it right.
Yeah.
So, people leave and come to the government, so we'll have to see. So,
but Steve,
time will tell.
I think you're onto something there, though. I mean, if you just look at the last 2 months or so, you know, we have Nikki Haley gone, Mattis gone. Who else just resigned? The Secretary of the Interior Zinke resigned.
He was fired.
Yeah,
he was fired. You know, and it's and the list goes on and on. Or in John Kelly.
But that happens in all administrations.
I think if this were the Obama administration,
we
would hear about it. There would be articles saying crisis in government. You know, absolutely 4 high-ranking officials resigning in the last
month. The Obama administration got 85% positive coverage by the media. This administration, like it or not, gets 92 negatives. So this is what government does.
No, I think if this were the Obama administration, you'd have extremely negative coverage. And I really disagree with you about, you know, Fox News for 8 years basically feed it on people's fear, calling Obama like a Muslim terrorist for like 8 years.
A non-U.S.
You know,
citizen Muslim
terrorist.
Thank you, Steve.
That's absurd.
Appreciate
all right, let's move on.
That's absurd.
Paul, you get 30 seconds. Go right ahead.
Jesus.
Okay, you guys put on all the problems that this country has. But I have yet to hear you talk about other countries that have the same problem, and yet we don't hear about the statistics in which they have. Europe doesn't have as many alcoholics, and they don't have any more or less heart disease because they drink wine with their meals. We can't do that because it's an alcoholic beverage, and I can see the pharmaceutical people saying, let's outlaw it.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they promote.
Thank you, Paul.
I think
appreciate
they promote red wine with meals, don't they?
I think they do.
Can I mention
dark
this?
Dark chocolate.
Earlier, we talked about in Rehoboth, they're still talking about allowing women to go topless.
Yeah, and I have gotten a message from a Danish friend, Amalie Humbo Hansen. She writes, "Oh my goodness, the discussion on women being topless on the beach. It's probably because I'm Danish and it's been socially accepted since the 70s, and being naked is not necessarily a big deal here. But the problem is when women's bodies get sexualized, and if some men can't control themselves, they should be the ones changing their behavior, not blaming the women, and make them change for the sake of men."
All right, well said. We thank her so much for that. One of our listeners says it is possible to die from too much marijuana. For example, if a bale of marijuana, a ton of it, falls on you, you would probably die. Mm. Another listener sends us a note, says if you legalize pot, how about funding welfare recipients testing for pot? No money or benefits if you smoke. I would think that it would encourage many people to have the desire to kill brain cells or to get a job. Next on Tom Wolf's agenda, legalize prostitution. And another listener says, good to hear you again. Taylor, have you learned any Swedish?
My means svensk är inte bra.
Oh, what's that mean? We'll see you Monday?
Exactly.
All right, we have a... Bergman's Heroes. Sure, it's not German.
We got a best of show on Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday we'll have a new live show with Joe McGranahan and Steve Kushiloff here. So they're going to be doing it. I won't be here on Tuesday or Wednesday, but.
No, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you.
Peace out.
Merry Christmas, Taylor. Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas to Rob. This is WDKOK Sunbait. Merry Christmas to the Dan Patrick Show, which is next.